basic retirement accounts. Like, I understood the concept of investing. That part I understood. But I don't understand what a 401k match was. And for those of you, by the way, who don't know what that is, it means that your employer will take so much of their own money and then take however much money you put in, and they will match it. So there's different ones. A very standard one is like they'll match half of your money up to 6%. So if you're donating 6% of your own money, they will come behind and they will give you 3%, right? Because they're giving you half of 6. So then you'll be putting in 9% roughly of every paycheck into your 401k. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. And today you just got me. We're going to talk a little bit about humble beginnings, kind of getting started out, some of the things I feel like they don't tell you when you kind of get out into the real world, and just to kind of give you an idea of like my origin story so you can kind of understand that I didn't always come from, you know, understanding a lot about money and things like that. So first of all, I'm going to start off with saying that I was very blessed to be in a family where, because my mom had grown up fairly poor and she never wanted to feel that way again, she was actually really diligent about educating herself about how money worked. And so with that, I get dropped when I'm in about seventh grade, this book called Sound Mind Investing, and was sort of required to read it and do a quasi book report, if you will. Now, I definitely think that that was a good jumping off point for me when it came to money. And it actually had started even a little bit earlier. So if those of you have little kids, this is actually not a horrible idea. This was something that my mom did to sort of teach us about money. We actually had three little jars. They were like little baby food jars. And growing up as kids, one was labeled spendings, one was labeled savings, and one was labeled tithe. And my mom would put money in those little jars every single week. And then we could use the savings and spending jars how we wanted. So if we went to the store, we were allowed to use that money to buy what we wanted. Or we could take all the spending money, put it into that savings jar, and then go ahead. And the next week, it would double. So that's not really how it works in the real world. I wish money doubled just like that week over week. That would be amazing. But my mom's point was to try to encourage us to create a mindset of not always just blowing through money like that. And so if you are looking for ways to potentially maybe help your little ones kind of learn the value of money and start understanding money, because it is really important. We actually create our money philosophies and viewpoints around 10 years old. So it's happening very, very early. And so anything you can do to kind of help your kids have some more education surrounding money is a great thing. And the younger, the better. I started getting my daughter to help me give money to the cashier and make change at like 2 years old. So it's definitely a great thing. But moving forward. So let's fast forward a little bit and talk about, I'm in college now, and I was about 20 years old, and I met the man I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. We get engaged. We're very young. We're very excited. And we get married at 21. And my parents are pretty strict. And their rule was, if you're married, you're off the payroll, baby. We are not covering anything for you. You are on your own. And I knew this. So the summer before I got married, I worked for Cutco, and I start hitting it hard to start making that money, right? I'm hustling. And I'm meeting with every single family member I can think of, every single friends we can think of, right, to try to sell some Cutco to make some great money. And for those of you who don't know what Cutco is, that is these amazing set of knives. I still own my Cutco to this day. They really do have a great, great guarantee. It's an amazing product, and I was happy, happy to sell it. And that is how I made the $2,000 that roughly that my ex and I would live on for the next roughly 6 months. Now, I do think we got a little bit of money from our wedding, maybe another $1,000 or so. So we might have had like $3,000, but that's not really a whole lot of money to live on. Even back in 04, which is when we got married, 2004 is when we got married. And so we had to be really creative. And so when people a lot of times talk about money and they talk about their lack thereof, I think a lot of times, first of all, there's some scarcity mentality that's playing into that. And then second of all, there's not sometimes the self-realization that sometimes it is necessary to step back and make certain level of sacrifice to get to where you want. So there was no way that I was going to be able to have a job that semester. I was actually taking 19 hours of class my final semester at Texas A&M. Whoop, giggum, if you're an Aggie. And there was just no way I was going to be able to do that. My ex-husband is Canadian. And so he actually did not have a valid green card. So he couldn't work. And so that didn't allow for those first months of our marriage to have any additional income, right? And so we had to figure out, how do we work creatively to make this money stretch? And we did it a few ways. Number one, we had a roommate. So we rented a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment because we only needed it for basically 5 months. And we rented with another individual. And so Sarah was our roommate, and we split the bills 2/3, 1/3 for water and I think electric, maybe not electric, maybe it was water and something else. And then we split them like down the middle on a couple of other things. And so, yeah, so we made sacrifices to figure that out. Also, Sarah, who happened to not be the best chef, she struggled with that. And as you know, eating out is really expensive. And if you're eating just like ramen and stuff, maybe not the best for your overall health, even though at the age of 20, you know, you can pretty much eat whatever and it usually doesn't affect you too bad. But Sarah obviously didn't want to have to eat ramen the whole semester. And so I made a proposition. I said to her, hey, I tell you what, if you pay for half of the groceries, even though we're obviously going to be eating 2/3 of them, I will help you not only learn how to cook, but I will do most of the cooking. So you have to help me, kind of like a sous chef. However, we will make sure that we have enough food for everybody. And she thought this was a fabulous idea because it was way cheaper than her eating out all the time, way better for her than eating, you know, some of the junk pre-packaged, pre-made stuff that she could get from the store. There's a lot better and more options now, right, that you have at the grocery store for pre-made stuff. You know, she didn't have the money to be able to do that either. So that's sort of how we went. I will also never forget how I got my first job. So first of all, you can imagine my little bit of desperation, if you will, that I had to find a job. Because if we came up on my graduation and I didn't have a job, I was the sole breadwinner for my family because my ex-husband didn't have his green card yet. And we didn't know exactly when that was going to be, that he was going to get it. And so with that process, it could be long for those of you who've gone through it. And there was a little bit of stress coming there. And so I was diligently seeking out all of the different job fairs. And for your information, I was an English creative writing major. And I got told when I picked that degree by my family that I was wasting my potential. I was never going to amount to anything. And so I was also adding an extra layer of stress in, OMG, if I don't get a job, we're going to go down in financial flames. I know it's not a choice to have my parents support me. So what am I going to do?
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
You added an additional layer of complexity when we had to be in Dallas. And so for those of you who know anything about Texas A&M, it is in College Station, Texas. And most of the recruiting companies that come to Texas A&M are out of Houston because of its proximity. Distance-wise, it's much closer to Houston than it is to Dallas. And so now I not only have to find a job, I have a major that maybe isn't as marketable as some other choices that I could have made. And I also have to find a job in Dallas, Texas, because my ex-husband had to finish up his degree and he had to finish it in Denton. So in Denton, Texas, right outside of DFW. So I'm like, oh, crap. So I am diligently, you know, working to find those jobs, and I get a job at Geico. I'm very excited. It's a very good job. It has really excellent benefits. But now we add another layer of complexity, because now that job does not start until February 21st of 2005. And I graduate in December. Our lease is up in December. So we've got to go somewhere. My parents were kind enough to house us for about a month while we found an apartment here, but I had to be able to have the money before I started my job to have the deposit and the first month's rent for my apartment for us. And remember the whole, like, maybe like $3,000 or so. So I got to selling again, and I got out there, I busted my hump, and I sold a few sets of Cutco and was really able to go ahead and find that money to be able to get to our apartment. And I will literally never forget that when I got my very first paycheck. My very first paycheck, I got that paycheck and we had like $50 in our account. That was it. I was stressing because we didn't get the paycheck. That March 1st rent was not getting paid. And so, and here I am, I have this job and everything, and I'm excited and whatnot. Now, the biggest reason I wanted to talk about this is not just because, oh, you know, everybody starts from humble beginnings or everybody, whatever. That's not the point. However, if you are in a position where you don't have a lot of money, you're trying to figure it out, I'm going to employ you to really say that you're powerful beyond measure and you can figure it out. You're smart enough, you're capable enough, you can do it. Even if others are not maybe supporting you in the way you wish they were, like, there's resources, you can do it. So that's first and foremost. But I said all that to say that this is why I'm so passionate about education. Here's someone who I, by all stretches of the imagination, I was a pretty smart individual. I came out of a pretty solid educational institution, right? Texas A&M, very good college, very highly known university, even worldwide. I had fairly good financial education from my mom, right? I'd read some different things. I even had worked in mortgage. So during a spring break and breaks, I had been working at a small mortgage brokerage. And that's kind of how I got into mortgage in the first place. And so I had a pretty good handle on, like, you know, main money stuff, if you will, right? Main money stuff. But then we walk into the first day of orientation. And I remember it like it was yesterday. So here we go into the orientation, and HR comes in and says, you know, welcome to GEICO. We're excited to have you guys and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And we have to have you fill out all the initial paperwork. And anybody who's ever started a job, you know the drill, right? You got your W-9, you have to fill out direct deposit. So like, where do you want your money landing in your accounts? For those of you who are really old, you'll remember we used to have a canceled check to make the direct deposit thing work. Occasionally you'll see that still, but not really, because checks aren't really a thing anymore. For those of you who remember that, you probably remember. So anyway, and so you're filling out all this paperwork, and then we got to the part that literally I just didn't even know how to answer. And it was, okay, by the end of the day, we need all this stuff filled out and given back to us. And it was, what benefits do you want? And these were like health benefits. How much do you want taken out for your 401k? How much do you want for your flexible spending account taken out, if at all? Like all these different kinds of insurances, like some life insurance that the company offered, and they were offering you such policy, and did you want more life insurance? And I'm 21 years old, and I'm married, and I felt like I was a pretty smart person, and I feel really, really dumb in that moment. Because here's all this paperwork, I have to fill it out by the end of the day, and I have to account for what does the coverage entail and how much is the different coverages? Do I need the coverages? And I don't know, you know, when you're in your 20s, you typically feel fairly invincible. And so do I need health insurance? And like, what kind of a policy do I need? And all these different aspects. And I just remember feeling really, really lost about how do I make these decisions? And I am really lucky and I am really blessed, because when we went on break for lunch, I remember calling, it was either my mom or my dad. And lucky for me, they were able to actually answer, right? Not everybody's parents would have been able to answer in the middle of the day. But my mom is self-employed, has been for pretty much my whole life. And so I call her and I'm like, Mom, what do I sign? Like, what do I pick? I don't even know. And she's like, okay, well, is it a PPO or an HMO? And I mean, to be real, it kind of felt like she was speaking Greek to me. Like I was like, what a. And for those of you who have been around the block a time or two, yeah, you totally understand now like what those acronyms stand for, how that affects the health insurance policy and things like that. When you're 21 years old, first real big boy job out of college, never had health insurance ever on your own, it's confusing as heck. I felt so dumb. I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And so I had to really sit down. And like I said, I was very blessed that I had people in my corner who could explain. And our actual trainer did also give us kind of a high level, if you will. But this is why I'm so big on education, because unfortunately, we're not teaching our children. We're not teaching even grown adults, right? Anything about how these things work. And so I had a vision when I created Financial Mastery Simplified of, regardless if anybody ever uses me professionally, and I hope that if you need a mortgage or you want to start leveling up your financial game and you need some financial coaching to help you strip back and get rid of some of those limiting beliefs that you've been holding on to and money blocks that you've been holding on to, I hope you want to come to me and do that. But if you only ever listen to the podcast, you only ever listen to my free resources, right? But it helped you level up your life, it helped you live your life on your terms, that will be enough for me, because it is literally my lifeblood, because I don't want anyone to feel like how I felt, right? And I am going to try to seek out some healthcare professionals specifically to come on so we can talk a little bit more. I had one on, remember, who was a healthcare advocate. We didn't really talk about policy specifically, but I have a very dear friend who deals in healthcare. And so I'm going to try to make sure she gets on the podcast, because health insurance is such an important and needed thing. And it's very convoluted. I mean, even as a very grown adult, I don't feel like I understand every aspect of it 100%. I still rely on experts. So for those of you out there who really just feel like you don't understand some of these aspects, some of these things.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy-to-understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, House U provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. House U, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with House U. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
I encourage you to make a list. First of all, when you're starting with your goals, like set all that down, right? Of like where you want to be, like create the big vision or whatever. But don't forget that the devil is in the details on some of the things that can create some financial strife for you, right? Like the vast majority of the reason that people go bankrupt is actually medically related issues, right? And so if you don't understand what kind of healthcare plan you have and is offered to you at your place of employment, or if you're self-employed that you're seeking out for yourself, it can definitely lead to some financial challenges for sure, right? Understanding that it's amazing that your employer is providing you with some life insurance through them. However, those policies usually aren't enough. And like I spoke with Debbie Watson on a different episode, they have a lot of what's called exclusions. So a lot of life insurance policies come with a lot of exclusions when it's done through an employer. And so a lot of times that means that when your family needs it the most, when something unexpected happens, something that you were praying to God didn't ever happen, you don't have anything that's going to come back and like come at you and protect you, right? And so I think it's so important to, first of all, have everybody understand that there's no shame around the fact that you don't know. You could argue that I should have known. I mean, look at it. I came from a family that was very big education focused on money. I worked in mortgage before I ever even got out of college. So I did have a pretty high level understanding of like that industry and like what it looked like. And we deal with some insurances, obviously, like different insurances, homeowners insurance, private mortgage insurance. But I had no idea how some of these other things worked. Basic retirement accounts. Like I understood the concept of investing. That part I understood, but I don't understand what a 401k match was. And for those of you, by the way, who don't know what that is, it means that your employer will take so much of their own money and then take however much money you put in and they will match it. So there's different ones. A very standard one is like they'll match half of your money up to 6%. So if you're donating 6% of your own money, they will come behind and they will give you 3%, right? Because they're giving you half of 6. So then you'll be putting in 9% roughly of every paycheck into your 401k. And some people will do a one-to-one match for 5%. So you put in 5%, they're matching you one-to-one on 5%. Okay. So that's what a match is. And for those of you who are getting ready or are just starting jobs, like for sure, make sure that you are investing in your 401k, at least what your employer is willing to match. That basically is free money and you won't get it if you don't put it in there. So hear me now, please do it. Please make sure that you do that. Okay. Some employers offer IRA and Roth options. Those are excellent options if you that can be taken directly out of your paycheck. right? So there's lots of different things, but understand there's no shame if you don't have an understanding. And if you are getting ready to start a first job, I highly recommend, and I'm going to try to have some more resources on here for you to kind of hear it out and like understand a little bit more in depth on like what some of those things look like and how some of those things operate. But make sure you kind of make a list of the things that you're probably going to be asked about. You're likely going to be asked if you want to opt in for insurance, health insurance. Sometimes they're going to have a period of time before you qualify for it. Some 30, some 60 days. They're also going to likely ask if you want a retirement account, either 401k and or otherwise. So they likely were going to ask you something like that. They will ask you sometimes about some additional insurances. Usually that's going to be short-term disability. This is going to affect if for some reason you have to be off the job for a specific period of time. It could be for anything from like pregnancy to you get really badly hurt and you have to be off the job for an extended period of time. It helps pay a portion of all of your wages depending. So there's lots of different kinds of things, but you know, do a little quick Google search of like, you know, what kind of things am I going to have to sign up for on that very first day? Or better yet, ask your employer, right? You usually aren't starting the job like the next day after you get hired. And so ask them, ask HR, ask your manager, hey, what are the kind of services I'm going to have to be deciding on? So you can do a little research. You can get a little bit of depth. I just wanted you to hear that you're not the only one. You're not the only one who didn't know, who didn't have a clue. And people who are acting, you know, who are your friends, who are pretending like they have it all together, they don't. Unless they have a PhD and all these different kinds of insurances and whatever, they don't. They don't have a clear understanding of it either. So this is your opportunity to level up your game and really start understanding things, because it's going to help you financially in so, so many ways. Because if you can start off on the right foot, if you can really understand, and there were those of you who are later in life and you're like, man, I still don't have this figured out, Jax. Now's your time. It's never too late, right? It's never too late to dig deep and to get more information. Because I want you to live your life on your terms, and you are powerful and you are capable and you are able to do all of that. You just really have to buckle down. And so hopefully me laying a little bit bare, being a little bit vulnerable about my own story helps you understand that you're not alone, and that no matter what education level you have, right, whether it be you never graduated high school to you have a PhD, it's not an inherent thing. A rock doesn't just drop out of the sky when you turn 18 and you just figured it out. That's not how that works. So don't feel bad. Don't feel discouraged. You're getting there one step at a time. And I appreciate you listening to me drone on. This is Financial Mastery Simplified. And I hope this episode was helpful for you. And I hope to catch you back on another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified.